我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
在你面前，我们都是蒙恩的一群。
We are those who are blessed in thy presence.
你用着你自己的话吸引我们。
And you use thy word to draw us.
你也用着你自己的生命来拯救我们。
And you also use your life to save us.
并且充满我们。
And you use your life to fill us.
我们称颂赞美。
We praise and thank thee.
主啊，晚上我们一同聚集在这里。
Lord, as we're gathered together this evening.
我们仰望主，你向我们把你心里的话来说明。
Lord, we look to you that you will speak clearly the words in your heart.
主在历史上你一直在说话。
Lord, you continue to speak throughout history.
你现在仍然在说话。
And you continue to speak even now.
你也把从前说过的话今天更新在我们的里面。
May you use your spoken word to be afresh within us today.
主我们何等的需要你的怜悯。
Lord, how much we need your mercy.
叫我们不以为你的话是陈旧。
So that we would not find your word stale.
乃是以你的话作为我们走路的光。
But that thy word can be the light and
our
path.
主啊，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise thee.
因为你实在是满了怜悯。
Because indeed thou art full of mercy.
你越叫我们看见你的动作，我们就越要在你面前俯伏下拜。
And the more we see of your action, the more we have to prostrate and bow and worship.
主啊，你的奇妙的作为。
Lord, your wondrous work.
满了恩典的作为。
Your work filled with grace.
你那无限的智慧。
Your unlimited.
我们没有什么别的话好说。
We have no other words to say.
我们只是承认一件事情。
We can only confess one thing.
我们的主，你配得完全的敬拜和赞美。
Lord, you are worthy of absolute worship and praise.
晚上我们在这里再次仰望。
Tonight we look to thee once again.
主，记得你说过的话，今天晚上让我们再次听见你的话。
Lord, through thy spoken word, allow for us to hear thy word once again tonight.
主，我们都等候在这里。
Lord, we await here.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 上次我们看到，神借着耶利米说出了一些很严厉的话。
Last time we did see that God spoke through Jeremiah very solemn words.
话虽然是很严厉。
And even though these words are very strict.
但是又确实。满满的带着恩典。
But yet they're also full with grace.
我们继续在这里看二十二章末了的那一段。
And we want to continue to look in the end of chapter 22.
神借着耶利米先指出了一个事实。
The Lord through Jeremiah first points out a fact.
那是从二十节开始。
And that starts with verse 20.
指出犹大在神面前遭也。神这样严厉地对付那个原因。
It points out for us the very reason why Judah is dealt with so severely.
主指出一个事实，非常的严肃。
The Lord points out a very solemn fact.
就是二十一节那里。
And that is verse 21.
你兴盛的时候，我对你说话。
I spoke unto thee in thy prosperity.
你却说我不听。
But thou saidest, I will not hear.
你从幼年以来总是这样不听从我的话。
This have been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice.
这就是犹大人的那个最致命的那个伤痕。
Brothers and sisters, that's the very scar that is life-threatening for the people of Judah.
但是这个伤痕是他们自己造成的。
But this very scar was created by themselves.
对神的话没有正确的反应。
That they did not have an accurate response to the word of God.
只有一个拒绝的念头。
They only have a thought to reject the word of God.
因着这样的一个事实。
And because of such a fact.
就引到今天犹大所面对的那一个严肃的结局。
It led to the very serious result of Judah in those days.
那从二十四节开始。
Starting from verse 24.
那神就逐一的来。述说犹大末了那几个王。
God points forth the last kings of Judah one by one.
指出他们的愚昧来。
To speak forth of their foolishness.
我们上次稍微提了一下。
Last time we somewhat have mentioned.
我们说在他们这两代的王的里边。
That in these two generations of kings.
就出现了三个朝代。
There have become three dynasties.
但是三个朝代在神的面前都是那样的野神的怒气。
Yet these three dynasties brought forth the wrath of God.
那所以我们
留意到二十四节神说的那个话。
And so when we take note of the king, God speaks in verse 24.
他说犹大王约雅敬的儿子哥尼雅，虽是我右手上戴印的戒指，我凭着我的永生启示，也必将你从其上摘下来。
As I live, said the Lord, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence.
并且我必将你交给寻索你命的人。
And I would give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life.
那比萨就说的是交给巴比伦人，也把他带到巴比伦去。
And then it speaks forth that it is given over to the people of Babylon and captured in the land of Babylon.
而我们特别留意神起初非常明确的在那里印证这一件事实。
Now I want to take note, especially God have confirmed this very beginning.
他说哥尼雅是神右手上戴印的戒指。
He says that Coniah was the signet upon the right hand.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
从地位上来说，
upon his position,
那是代替神来显明权柄的。
It speaks forth on the, with God, it represents authority.
右手的戒指，那就是那个权柄的记号。
And so the signet upon the right hand is the sign of authority.
但神在那里就说出，
But God says,
我也要把他摘下来。
I will also pluck him out.
我们晓得哥尼亚这一个人，
We know this person Coniah.
他做王只有三个月。
He was only king for 3 months.
三个月以后就给掳到巴比伦去了。
And after 3 months, he was captured to Babylon.
从此就一直在巴比伦度过他的余下的一生。
And he spent the rest of his days in Babylon.
但是问题不是，还不是在这里。
But that's not even the issue.
我们说历史表面的事实并不是很严重的。
We say that even the surface of the history is not what's most severe.
严重的是神指着哥尼亚所说的那个话。
The severity is in the words which God points at Coniah.
带来好像给神的永远的旨意发生了难处。
It seems the result of those words would cause a difficulty to the eternal will of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不经意的话，那这个事情也就是这样。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we're not careful to pay attention, then we'll just read through this.
如果我们是经意的留意他说的是什么。
But if we pay close attention to what it is saying here.
神所说的好像是神自己为自己制造难处。
Then we'll realize it seems as if what God is saying would create problems for himself.
当然在神的手中没有难成的事。
Of course, we realize there's no a work that's difficult in the hands of God.
但在人的眼里面，我们就会有一个感觉，神啊，你怎么来收拾这个残局？
But in the sight of man, we would feel, God, now how will you fix this mess?
不可能收拾的这个残局。
This is a mess that it cannot be fixed.
那这个难处究竟是什么呢？
And so, what is this hardship?
那弟兄姊妹，我们上次末了的特别点了出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, last time we somewhat pointed it out.
那是二十九节。
That's verse 29.
那二十九节以前就是说到他要被带到巴比伦，他要不能再回来，他要死在那里。
Before verse 29, it speaks of the fact that he will be captured in Babylon, he will remain in Babylon, and he will die in Babylon.
但是严重的问题是在二十九节。
But the very severe issue is in verse 29.
他说地啊地啊，当听耶和华的话。
It reads, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
什么话呢？
What word?
三十节。
Verse 30.
耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无知，是平生不得亨通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得亨通，能坐上大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah.
那凭什么你注意？
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他说，做一个人要算他是没有后世的。
He said, write this man childless.
那他是不是有没有呢？究竟？
Does, in fact, does he have any descendants?
有一大堆。
Yes, he has plenty.
但是神说,
but God says,
虽然他有那么一大堆,
though he has so many children,
他是算为没有后裔,
but write him as childless.
这话是指着什么说的呢?
What are these words pointing to?
固然是指着说他一生不得亨通,
on the one hand, of course, it means he will not prosper in
his
days. Because he's already a fugitive and captured in Babylon. He's a prisoner in Babylon.
那当然是不得亨通,
and of course, he will not prosper.
但是问题也不在这里,
but that again is not the issue.
问题是在, 因为他后裔中再无一人能得亨通能坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
The very issue is the fact that no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah.
弟兄姊妹，这话怎么说?
Brothers and sisters, how do you explain these words?
就是说,
that means,
从他开始,
starting from him,
就没有他的子孙可以坐在大卫的宝座上。
None of his descendants can sit upon the throne of David.
那这样, 问题就来了。
If that's the case, then there's a problem.
我们晓得,
we realize,
哥尼亚是约雅敬的儿子。
Coniah is the son of Jehoiakim.
约雅敬是约西亚的儿子,
and Jehoiakim is the son of Josiah.
按照人的眼睛来看,
and so according to man's sight,
犹大最末了的几个王,
the very last few kings of Judah,
一个是约雅敬,
one is Jehoiakim,
对不起,应该再说一个,一个是约哈斯,
one is Jehoahaz.
这个约哈斯是约雅敬的哥哥,
and this Jehoahaz is the older brother of Jehoiakim.
那然后,这一个就是约雅敬,
and the other one is Jehoiachin.
约雅敬是约雅敬的儿子,
and Jehoiachin is the son of Jehoiakim.
也就是这里所说的这个哥尼亚,或者这耶哥尼亚,
and it's the same person mentioned here as Coniah or Jeconiah.
三个名字都是他,
and so these three names speak of the same person.
然后最末后的那个王叫做西底家,
and then the very last king is Zedekiah.
那这几个人的那个血统的关系是怎么样呢?
And so what is the blood relationship of these several individuals?
约哈斯,
Jehoahaz,
约雅敬,
Jehoiakim,
西底家,
Zedekiah.
三个人都是约西亚王的儿子,
these three are the sons of Josiah.
约雅敬,
and for Jehoiachin,
是约雅敬的儿子,
he is the son of Jehoiakim.
那用这里就看到这四个人,
now, brothers and sisters, so you can see in these four individuals, there are two generations.
三个是兄弟,
three of them are brothers.
两个是父子,
and two of them are father and son.
这四个人就组织成犹大最末后那几个王朝,
and so, just by these several individuals, it speaks of the several dynasties, the last dynasties of the kingdom of Judah.
但是这个约雅金呢?
But this Jehoiachin,
就是这里说的那个基尼亚哥尼亚呢?
And this Coniah mentioned here,
他是末后的第二个王,
it is the second to last king.
神在这里就说,
and so God says here,
约基尼亚这一个人,
this person, Coniah,
他算是没有后裔的,
write him as childless.
不是说他没有,
it does not mean he does not have,
而是他的后裔没有一个人再有资格坐在大卫的宝座上做王,
but it speaks of the fact none of his descendants would be qualified to sit on the throne of David.
那弟兄姊妹们,这个问题很重要。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very weighty issue.
我们从那个历代志上第三章,
when we look at 1 Chronicles chapter 3, we realize King Josiah had four sons. Three of the sons appear here. And the name of the...
是在22章出现的,
and the name of the fourth son also appears in chapter
22.
And that is mentioned in verse 11, Shalom.
四个儿子都在,
And so, all four sons appear during this period of time.
那我们先要说说他这几个儿子的命运。
And so, now let us somewhat get into what happened to these four sons.
他第一个儿子叫约哈斯。
The first son is Jehoahaz.
约西亚王死了以后，他就接上去做王。
And so after King Josiah died, Jehoahaz became king in his father's place.
做了三个月的王就给埃及王。 法老带到埃及去,
and after he reigned for 3 months, he was captured by Pharaoh to Egypt.
也就死在那里,
and he died there.
那然后,
and then,
埃及法老就立约雅敬就是他的哥哥来接上去做王。
And then the Pharaoh anointed his older brother, which is Jehoiakim, to be king.
那然后呢?
And then,
最末了的时候,
at the very end,
尼布甲尼撒王把约雅金掳去了以后, 就立西底家来做最后的那个犹大王。
And after Nebuchadnezzar captured Jehoiakim, he anointed Zedekiah as the last king.
历代志那里提到他第四个儿子是沙龙。
And in Chronicles, it mentions the fourth son of Josiah is Solomon.
历史没有记载他做过王。
In history, it was not recorded that he reigned.
不过，22章耶利米这里也没有说他做过王。
And even in Jeremiah chapter 22 here, it does not record that he was king.
在那里是这样说,
but here it records
他,
this.
他接续约西亚做王。
That he will reign after Josiah.
但是也不能回来这个地方。
But he cannot return to this place anymore.
沙龙的历史我们弄得不够太清楚。
And so with the history of Shalom, we are not too clear.
但是我们晓得,
but we realize,
约西亚四个儿子里面非常有把握的是三个做了王。
But we're very assured that out of the four sons of Josiah, three of them reigned.
然后提到这个沙龙就没有提什么。And
when it,
就是在耶利米书里边提了他一下。
And regarding Shalom, not much is mentioned except somewhat here in Jeremiah.
但是那个结局, 都是不能回去。
But the result is he cannot return anymore.
也就是说,
that means,
你看到约西亚四个儿子都出了问题。
You can see, all four sons of Josiah, all four of them had problems.
那在那一个时候,
at those days,
能做王时间比较长一点的是约雅敬。
Those who were able to reign somewhat a longer period of time was Jehoiakim.
但是约雅敬死在耶路撒冷。
But Jehoiakim died in Jerusalem.
他儿子就约雅敬。
And his son, Jehoiachin, reigned in his stead.
这两个王的名字啊, 一下就会混的了。一个是约雅敬,一个是约雅金。
And so it's very easy for us to get these kings confused because the father's name is Jehoiakim and the son's name is Jehoiachin.
那他也是做王了三个月就给巴比伦王尼布加尼撒带到巴比伦去了。
And so Jehoiachin also reigned for 3 months and then he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar.
好了，现在我们来注意了。And
now let us take note.
约西亚王四个儿子，你都算他做过王吧。Now
even if we consider all four sons of Josiah that they reigned,
但是没有一个在神面前被数算。But
none of them were remembered by God.
特别是约雅敬。
Especially Jehoiakim and his son Kenaiah.
在哥利亚的身上还招来一个非常严肃的咒诅。
And even upon Kenaiah, a very solemn woe was established.
因为这一个咒诅,
because of this curse,
在22章里边，就是指说是在哥利亚的身上。
Because in chapter 22, even though it's mentioned upon Kenaiah,
但是弟兄姊妹，你翻到36章去看,
but brothers and sisters, if you turn to chapter 36 and read from
我们就看到,
there, then we realize this curse does not begin with Kenaiah. But it begins with Jehoiakim. Now, brothers and sisters, if you turn to chapter 36, verse 30, we'll first read there.
所以耶和华论到犹大王约雅敬说, 他后裔中并没有人坐在大卫的宝座上, 他的尸骨被抛弃, 那是说到他在耶路撒冷幕后的情形的那种, 可怜。
Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David. And then it speaks of his body when he died in Jerusalem, how pitiful it became.
那为什么会引动这样的一个神的愤怒到这个地步呢?
Now, why would he bring about such a great wrath, anger from God?
以后看到这个地方的时候,我们就会很清楚。
Later, when we read to this portion, we'll be very clear.
不过我们先提一下也好。
Now, we can someone mention it now. Because he allowed for the spoken word of God to be recorded by Jeremiah for him. And after he took the recorded word of God, he did not even look at it and he gave it to his officials to burn it.
你的后裔必定没有人可以坐在大卫的宝座上。
And so God pointed to him and said that you will have no seed to sit upon the throne of David.
那现在他儿子哥尼亚接上他去坐宝座。
And so now Coniah reigned in his stead.
三个月。
3 months.
没了。
He was finished.
没了。
He was done.
那他就把约雅敬的这一个
And so then Coniah continued the curse of Jehoiakim.
但弟兄姊妹们,这里头我们注意一件事。
But brothers and sisters, within this we have to take note of one thing.
你说这个咒诅是在约雅敬的身上的。
Then you question, then this curse is upon Jehoiakim.
约雅敬都没有后裔做王了。
That he would not have a seed to be king.
但哥尼亚也做了三个月王啊。But
yet Coniah reigned for 3 months.
还是做过王啊。And
so he was still a king somewhat.
那弟兄姊妹们啊。Now
brothers and sisters.
我们看到这些事的时候啊,
When we see these kind of matters.
我们就留意到, 历史不能观看表面的那个现象。
Then we have to realize when we look at history, we cannot only look at the phenomenon, what is on the surface.
我是不是说一般的历史?
No, I'm not speaking of
我是说属灵的历史。
History in general, but I'm speaking of spiritual history.
圣经里面所记载的, 如果没有看到属灵的历史, 那个历史就只不过是一个, 人文的历史。
Now, if we do not see into the spiritual history of what is recorded in the Bible, we can only see the recording of man's history.
你看到表面的事实,你也就掌握的事实了。
And so when we see what happens on the surface, and that's what we take hold of.
但是你看到这个是一个属灵的历史的时候,
But when we realize this is spiritual history,
你就看到了,除了那个表面的那个现象以外, 还有一个更深一层的那个属灵的意义在哪里?
Then we realize, besides the phenomenon that is on the surface, we realize there is a deeper meaning in the spiritual history.
那从36章那里我们看到一件事。
Starting from chapter 36, we see one thing.
约雅敬就不能再有儿子坐在王的宝座上了。
That Jehoiakim would not have a child upon the throne.
但是, 哥尼亚不是坐上去了吗?
But we question, did not Coniah reign?
弟兄姊妹们, brothers
and sisters, when we see the history on the surface, we feel there is a difficulty here.
但是我们看到那个属灵的实际的时候,
but when we see the spiritual reality,
我们就看到, 哦哟, 原来是这样,
then we realize that's what happened.
弟兄姊妹们, 我先提一下,
brothers and sisters, I first mentioned
耶利米所发表的那些话,
the words that is expressed by Jeremiah in chapter 22 and 23
和马太福音的耶稣基督的家谱有非常密切的关系,
has a very intimate relationship with the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew.
那我们现在跑到马太福音去看看,
Now we can go into Matthew and look at it first.
刚才我提到了。
I've already mentioned.
约西亚王有四个儿子。
Josiah had four kings.
但是
four sons.
四个儿子。约西亚王是死在犹大。
Now I mentioned that Josiah died in Judah.
他是与埃及王法老打仗的时候给打死的。
And he was wounded and killed by Pharaoh when they fought.
那然后他几个儿子就接连在那里做王。
And then his sons continued to reign.
用者你注意了
Brothers and sisters,
你看马太福音怎么说
If you look at Matthew, what does it say?
马太福音第一章
Matthew chapter 1
我们看第十节的当中开始
If we read beginning in the middle of verse 10
就说亚门生约西亚
And Ammon begot Josiah.
然后十一节。
And then verse 11.
百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，约西亚生耶哥尼亚和他的弟兄。
And Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon.
那好了，底下就说到耶哥尼亚在巴比伦生了多少人。
And then it speaks for us who Jeconiah begot in Babylon.
现在弟兄姊妹要注意的。
Brothers and sisters, take note. The first thing.
在眼见的历史的里头。
In the visible history.
约西亚王有没有被掳到巴比伦?
Was Josiah carried away to Babylon?
没有。
No.
第二个弟兄姊妹要注意的呢。
The second thing, brothers and sisters, take note of.
约西亚所生那几个儿子是生在犹大还是生在巴比伦
The sons that Josiah begot, were they born in Judah or in Babylon?
当然都是在犹大生的。
Of course, they were born in Judah.
不然的话他们怎么可以 接上约西亚做王呢
Otherwise, how can they reign in place of Josiah?
但是马太福音里头说的就好像跟那个眼见的历史完全不一样。
But what's recorded in Matthew seems to be completely different from the visible history.
你在这里看到约西亚也给掳到巴比伦。
Here it seems like we read that Josiah was also carried away to Babylon.
并且约西亚的儿子都是在巴比伦生的。
And it seems to mean that Josiah begot his sons in Babylon.Brothers and sisters, how can it be so confused in this way? How come it's not harmonious in this way? Is the Bible the Word of God? And so the liberals, the new sect, they would question with such words, they would doubt if the Bible is trustworthy.
但事实上是怎样
But what are the facts?
那个属灵事实是怎样
What is the facts with the spiritual history?
那个属灵的事实就是马太福音所说的
The spiritual history is just as it is recorded in Matthew.
表面的历史就是历代志和列王记所说的
What is the history on the surface is as it is recorded in Chronicles and Kings.
你要看表面的历史你就看历代志和列王记
If you want to see the history on the surface, read Chronicles and Kings.
历史你就要看马太福音
If we want the spiritual history, we have to read Matthew.
我们怎么能了解这一个
And so how do we understand this?
弟兄姊妹们，我们留意
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你从先从马太福音去留意
If you take note from Matthew,
他说约西亚被掳到巴比伦
It says that Josiah was carried away to Babylon.
当然事实上约西亚并没有到过巴比伦
Of course, the fact is that he was not carried to Babylon
但是怎么圣灵是这样说话呢
But why did the Spirit record this way?
弟兄姊妹们我以前跟弟兄姊妹提过
Brothers and sisters, I mentioned this with you before
如果你读历代志或者是读列王记
If you read 2 Chronicles or Kings
你很清楚看到一件事
Very clearly you see one thing
约西亚王把堕落的犹大挽回起过来
That Josiah revived the fallen Judah.
当然犹大一个很不错的复兴
Of course, with Judah, that was somewhat a good revival.
苏醒。
They were quickened.
他们回到神的面前。
They returned into the presence of God.
他们遵照神的话来行事。
And they did things according to the word of God.
如果我们看这一点，
Now if we look at that point,
我们看到约西亚在神的面前还是被神称许的。
You know, we can see that Josiah was even praised before God.
还是带给犹大的百姓有祝福的。
He also brought blessing to the people of Judah.
但是为什么马太福音说他被掳到巴比伦？
But why is it in Matthew it says that they were carried away to Babylon?
因为这是一个非常严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, that is very serious.
因为在表面的历史上面，
Because on the surface in the history,
眼见的历史上面，
in the visible history,
你看到一件事情，
you can see one thing,
很令人寻味的，
that is very meaningful.
那约西亚既然把犹大带到一个那么高的苏醒，
that God had such a great revival through Josiah,
怎么可能？
How could it be possible?
这边约西亚一死，
then just right after Josiah died,
整个犹大都成了拜偶像的国家。
Immediately, the kingdom of Judah became a nation that worshipped idols.
拜偶像的国家。
Immediately became a nation that worshipped idols.
转变得那么快。
How can that be possible? They turned so quickly.
从一个灵里苏醒的那个光景啊，要转回来背上神，总得慢慢来嘛。
Because you say if they're revived in the spirit, if they want to turn, they must turn gradually.
怎么可能约西亚王一死？整个百姓就翻得过来呢？
How can it be? Right after King Josiah's death, all the people turned right away.
如果我们只是看那个眼见的历史，
Now if we only see the visible history,
我们只看到这个现象，
then we see that phenomenon.
我们不知道实在的光景，
we don't know the actual condition.
但是感谢神，
but thank God,
神从来没有隐藏他要给他的子民知道的事。
God has never hidden what he needs his people to know.
所以我们读以西结书的时候，
So when we read the book of Ezekiel,
我们就读出那个问题的原因来了。
Then we're able to read out that very reason.
原来约西亚王带给犹大的那一个苏醒。
Then we realize the revival that King Josiah brought to Judah.
如果你从属灵的实际去领会的话，
If we want to understand that from a spiritual reality,
那个苏醒是浮面的。
And then that revival is only on the surface.
是虚假的。
It is false.
外面好像很敬虔。
Externally, they seem very godly.
里头是另外一回事。
But within, it is completely different.
那所以神就让以西结先知来看到那一个时候犹大人的实际的光景。
And so God allowed for the prophet Ezekiel to see the actual condition of the people of Judah at those times.
因为神要把他的荣耀从以色列离开的时候，神让以西结先知看到那个前因后果。
Because when God's spirit wanted to depart away from Judah, he allowed for the prophet Ezekiel to see the very cause and effect of the whole situation.
如果我们把这些资料都收集过来的，
and if we're able to conclude with all that information,
我们就很清楚看到一件事情。
Then very clearly we see one thing.
看到什么事情？
What do we see?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看到一件事。
We see one thing.
那时候的苏醒，
that revival at the time,
只是王和少数的大臣当中
It only appeared with the king and a very few in number of the high officials.
大部分的人连同先知和祭司们都是虚假的去应酬王的这一个回转的。
A great majority of the people, including the priests and the prophet, they only did so just to please the king.
那弟兄姊妹，我们从以西结先知上面就看得很清楚。
And so brothers and sisters, from the book of Ezekiel, we see very clearly.
在百姓的当中，
amongst the people,
他们不仅是在家里拜偶像，
not only did they worship the idols at home,
他们甚至是在圣殿的里边设立偶像的座位。
Even they had set up the positions for the idols in the temple.
直接就在圣殿的里头去拜偶像。
Even directly worshipping the idols in the temple.
我们
带回如果时间足够的话，我会带让弟兄姊妹去看看。
If we have enough time later, I will point those out to brothers and sisters.
还是看看好。
Maybe we can turn to it now.
我们又翻到以西结书去。
If we turn to Ezekiel.
我们先看第八章。
If we first turn to chapter 8.
以西结的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
从第五节开始,
Starting from verse 5,
我不念了,我只是说那件事情,
I won't read it, I'll just point it out.
神把以西结提到耶路撒冷,
and so God lifted Ezekiel to Jerusalem,
一直去到圣殿那里,
and he brought him all the way to the temple.
不仅是到了, 圣殿也是到了圣殿的内院,
not only into the temple, even into the inner courts of the temple.
然后他就叫以西结,你上北边观看。
And then he said to Ezekiel, look toward the north.
那以西结就看到了。
And then Ezekiel saw.
看到什么呢?
What did he see?
他看到以色列家的70个长老在 哪里拜偶像?
He saw that the 70 elders of the house of Israel worshipping idols.
他们说啊,耶和华看不见我们。
And they said, the Lord God cannot see us.
然后神又带他呢,14节,就到耶和华殿的外院。
And then, verse 14, the Lord then brought him to the door of the gate.
就看到好多的,那是妇女在那里。
And then he saw many women sitting there.
在那里拜太阳神,
and they worshipped the sun god.
然后他又再把他领回耶和华殿的内院,
and then again brought him into the inner court.
在殿的内院的里边呢, 他就看见一些人背上耶和华的殿, 向着东方去又是拜日头。
And again, he saw 25 men with their backs toward the temple, again, also facing the east to worship the sun.
那妇女拜的是女太阳神。
And so, the woman worshiped the female goddess of the sun.
那个男人拜的是太阳神。
And so, the male, they worship the male god of the sun.
然后弟兄姊妹们,你再翻过去, 十四章。
If you turn then to chapter 14.
十四章那里头,
chapter 14.
你就看到以色列的长老,
and you can see the elders of Israel.
他们用来求问神,
and they came to inquire of the Lord.
但是神就告诉他,告诉以色列说,
but,告诉耶利米说, but the Lord God told Ezekiel,
你看这些人,
you can see these people.
他们老早就把偶像都接到他们心里去了,
they have already taken the idols into their hearts.
还装模作样的来求问我,
and now they still put up a face to come and inquire of me.
弟兄姊妹,这就是那个时候犹大人的那个属灵的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is the very condition of the people of Judah.
那是我们能掌握到这些,
now, if we're able to grasp the condition of Judah in those days,
我们就明白, 马太福音说到约西亚被掳到巴比伦是怎么一回事,
then we realize what is the meaning when it records for us Josiah carried away to Babylon.
按照眼见的事情,
according to what is visible,
约西亚并没有被掳到巴比伦,
Josiah was not carried away to Babylon.
但是按照属灵的实际,
but according to the spiritual reality,
约西亚的日子,
in the days of Josiah,
他们已经在属灵的事上给掳到巴比伦,
in spiritual matter, they have already been carried to Babylon.
所以马太福音在那里就说到约西亚,
and so, in Matthew records that even Josiah was already in Babylon.
然后,
and then,
哥尼亚是在巴比伦生的,
and that he begot Jeconiah in Babylon.
那是在属灵的巴比伦生的,
and that is born in the spiritual Babylon.
生上来的地点是犹大。
And the point of his birth was Judah.
但属灵的光景确实在巴比伦。
Yet the spiritual condition was in Babylon.
那所以现在我们又回到耶利米这一个咒诅的里边了。
And so again, now if we return to the curse in Jeremiah,
我们要看到一些更严肃的事情。
We see even more serious matters.
那既然是这样，
since that is the case,
从约雅敬开始，神就宣告了这一个咒诅。
Starting from Jehoiakim, God already proclaimed this curse.
他后裔没有一个人可以再坐大卫的宝座。
He would not have a seat on the throne of David.
那约雅敬怎么样？哥尼亚怎么样
？Then how do we explain Coniah?
他坐了三个月。
He reigned for 3 months.
如果我们看马太福音，你就看见。
Now, if we see Matthew, we realize then,
王的宝座的那个传递,
we can see how the throne was passed along.
到约西亚就停了。
It stopped with Josiah.
约雅敬没有约哈斯没有名字，约雅敬没有名字，约雅敬也没有名字，西底家也一样的没有名字。
Jehoiakim and Jehoiakim, even Jehoiachin and Zedekiah did not have their names recorded.
因为在神的眼中看来，他们虽然原是坐在大卫的宝座上，但实际上跟大卫的宝座没有关联。
Because even though by name, yes, in person, they sat on the throne of David, but with God, they had no relationship to the throne at all.
那这个是历史的事实。
And that is the fact of the history.
但是难处在哪里？
But what is the problem then?
既然这一个王的系统到这里就断了。
Then, since the system of the king ends here,
那神给大卫的那个应许怎么成就？
Then, how is the promise which God gave to David fulfilled?
神给大卫的那个应许，
the promise which God gave to David,
他是他后裔不断有人坐在这个宝座上，
was that David will continue to have his seat on the throne.
神给大卫的这个应许是没有带着条件的。
And that promise which God gave to David was without condition.
但是接着大卫做王的所罗门也接受同样的应许。
But again, Solomon who reigned after David had the same promise.
但所罗门接受这个应许的时候是带着条件的。
But when Solomon received that promise, there was a condition.
我不跑回历史太多了，不过弟兄姊妹，你知道要有这些事情。
I won't go back too much into history, but brothers and sisters realize these events.
所罗门接受这个应许的时候，
when Solomon received this promise,
神是说你们，如果你们像大卫一样的听从我的话，就不断有人坐在这个宝座上。
God promised to Solomon, if you will walk in the ways of your father David, you will continue to have a seat on this throne.
那现在这一批都是所罗门的子孙。
Now, all these are the descendants of Solomon.
都是做王的那一个系统下来的子孙。
They all,
承继王位的那个子孙。
They all came from the system of the king that they continue to reign according to the lineage.
好了，约西亚四个儿子。
Now, 4 sons of Josiah.
四个都做了王。
They fall off of the reign.
四个都没有好下场。
They did not have a good end.
那承继王位的是约雅，照着人的眼光来看，接上约西亚的是约雅敬。
And so according to what we can see visibly, after Josiah was Jehoiakim.
接上约雅敬的是约雅敬。
And after Jehoiakim was Jehoiachin.
西底家。
Zedekiah.
他是已经旁系出去的了。
He was even cast aside. He was of the other branch.
如果再没有人可以坐在大卫的宝座上，
and so if you say no one can sit on the throne of David,
神这个应许怎么能成就？
Then how can this promise of God be fulfilled?
弟兄姊妹，还有一个问题更严重。
Brothers and sisters, even a more serious question then.
大卫的那个宝座
That the throne of David
是要到永永远远的。
Is a throne that is forever.
不只是说永远有人坐在那个宝座上，并且他这个宝座要到永永远远的。
It's not only the fact that he will forever have someone seated on the throne, but even this throne itself is forever.
并且还有更多的应许在那里。
But there are even more promises with it.
以赛亚先知比耶利米早多了。
Even the Prophet Isaiah was way before Jeremiah.
他神借着他说的那个话。
And the words that God spoke through him.
耶西的根,
that is the rod of Jesse,
必发一枝,
that he will have a branch.
那段的经文弟兄姊妹们应该都不熟悉的。
Now brothers and sisters should be somewhat familiar with those verses.
就引出那个有一子赐给我们,他的名字叫做奇妙,叫车士。
And so it brings forth to the verse where there is a son that is given to us. His name is wonderful. His name is Counselor.
全能的神,永在的父,
Almighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace.
弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters, how is that brought about?
那站在我们今天来看,
according to us today,
我们都知道,
we realize the expression of David is speaking of our Lord. When it says there's a son given to us, it is also speaking of our Lord. And all this has to be associated with the promise of the seed of woman. But if our Lord was to come out of the seed of David in this way, then when it comes to Coniah here, it is end. And this end here does not mean he does not have any descendants. But it ended because God himself was the one who ended this. Then what do we do?
弟兄姊妹,所以这一段的话,
and so, brothers and sisters, the words in Jeremiah here at this particular point is very heavy.
Oh, 再没有一个做王的大卫的后代可以再坐在大卫的宝座上。
There is no more from the seed of David that will sit upon the throne of David.
严肃不严肃?
Is that serious or not?
非常严肃的一件事。
It is extremely serious.
我们如果从马太福音上面来看这一段属灵的历史,
now if we look this spiritual history from the words in Matthew,
我们看到从约西亚王以后, 神就没有承认犹大当中还有一个大卫的子孙,
we can see after Josiah, God did not acknowledge any more from their lineage one who sits on the throne. Man is able to put someone on the throne, but God did not receive it. Not only what was appointed by Pharaoh God did not accept, even Nebuchadnezzar, who anointed someone God did not accept.
好了,
and so these facts are too solemn.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
一转到23章,
when we turn to chapter 23,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神也知道人不太容易接受这样的一个惩治。
God realized that it is not easy for man to receive such a punishment.
那所以从23章那里下来,
so starting from chapter 23,
神就一直向犹大的百姓指出为什么事情会这样。
God continues to point out to the people why did this happen.
但是事情发展到这个地步的时候,
but when it has already happened to this point,
神有没有改变他的,
did God change his will?
如果神没有改变他的旨意,
if God have not changed his will,
那神怎么来接上他中断的这一个安排?
Then how would God be able to continue on the arrangement which he has already put an end to?
在人来说,
with man, there is no way at all. Because it is God himself who have put an end to the throne. Now, who can take the place of God to fulfill what is put to an end on the throne? But if we want God to do it, how would God do it? Because God already proclaimed the system has come to an end. What do we do?
你怎么做都没有办法,
Now, no matter what we try to do, we cannot be able to make this work somehow. But in chapter
23,
we thank God. In chapter
23,
it is also very important.
23章, 神就指出,
in chapter 23, God first points forth
犹大落到这一个下场,
that Judah was at such an end.
不是神做的,
it's not done by God.
人都是看外表的,
man only see what is external.
他们觉得, 哎呀, 神就是不祝福他们嘛, 神就是要这样对付他们嘛, 所以他们就落到这样的下场嘛。
They feel the fact that God did not bless them, so that's why they're in what they're in.
但神在这里非常明确地指出,
But God points for us very clearly that Judah has such an end is because it is brought about by themselves. It is not by God. They themselves did it. And so, at the very beginning, God says, those who lead the people, woe to them.
我留意神怎么说?
What does God say?
耶和华说, 那些残害赶散, 我草场上滋养的众牧人有祸了。
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
哦,弟兄姊妹们, 这是一个很严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very solemn.
神让他们看到,
God shows them.
犹大所以落到这样的可怕的光景,
Judah is in such a terrible situation.
是犹大的领袖们造成的。
It is done by the leaders of Judah.
这里所说的牧人,
the pastors here,
在底下我们看得很清楚,
later we can see very clearly.
那些称为先知其实是假先知的那一大堆的人,
it speaks of the prophets. In fact, they were the group of the false prophets.
当然也包括民众的领袖,
of course, it also includes the leaders of the people.
其中也有王的成分,
and in the midst of that group, there is also the king.
神指出,
God points forth,
造成这样的结果就是你们的责任,
it is this group of people, their responsibility, why this came about.
神说是你们把我的羊群赶散的,
God says that you have scattered my sheep.
是你们把我的羊群弄到一个地步, 我不能不再惩治他们的,
it is that you who have brought my sheep, my flock, to this point that I must punish them.
所以我一定,
so I will chasten after you.
如果是这样的话,
if that is the case,
犹大就没有前途了,
then there is no future for Judah. But we can see the word of God immediately turn.
立刻就说到那些肯服在神的权柄底下那些人,
then it tells us those who are willing to submit under the authority of God.
这个时候要说了,
here we must say,
那些服着神权柄的人不是真的听神的话的人,
those who submit under the authority of God, not really those who obey His word,
而是指着被掳到巴比伦的那些人,
but speaks of the group that has been captured in Babylon.
你说他们被掳到巴比伦是被迫的,不是自愿去的。
You say they were forced into being captured into Babylon, not that they were willing.
话是这样说,
we can say it that way.
但是被迫,你还是可以反抗。
But even if they were forced, they can still rebel.
我们看到耶利米书的幕后的时候, 我们看到, 经过被掳的犹大剩下的人,
that we can see after the capture that even those who remain behind, they were still objecting, rejecting their captivity. At that time, some of them rebelled. But they were slain by the Babylonians. And so you can say that these captivity, they were forced into it, or that they just received the reality of it without any hope.
当然我们可以这样说,
of course, we can say it in that way.
他们虽然是不是很甘心情愿,
and even though they were not very willing to be captured,
但是最低限度, 他们在神的面前没有抗拒,
But at the very least, they did not rebel against us before God. So God says,
这一批我赶上，那是我赶他们到德国的人。
And so these that I have scattered to out the nations, I will once again gather them.
我要保存他们,
and I will keep them.
我要领他们归回,
I will bring them back.
并且我要重新在他们中间管理他们带领他们 并且保护他们,
and once again, I will rule over them, I will guide them, and I will protect them.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
那这一段话我不用说太多,
now, I won't go into too much in
我只这样说就好,
this passage. I'll just put it this way.
神清楚弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
当神真的是那样严厉伸出手来,
when God extends forth his hand and deals with his people so severely, God hath not forgotten about his plan. He did not forget his promise. He did not forget about his people. And so he uses his promise of grace to accompany them as they go through hardship. So that they would have hope.
有一天,
that one day,
we'll
once again return into God's presence. We thank the Lord. After God points forth the result, the reason for the result of the people of Judah,
那弟兄姊妹留意了,
brothers and sisters, take note.
从第三节开始,
starting from verse 3,
就接上那一个咒诅,
it follows from that curse God speaks.
这一节很严重了,
now, this is very serious.
但是是这个好的严重,
but it is a good serious.
不是上面那个坏的严重,
it was not a bad serious that is before.
你看第五节怎么说?
You can see what verse 5 says.
耶和华说啊, 日子将到, 我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔, 他必掌王权, 行事有智慧, 在地上施行公平和公义, 在他的日子, 犹大必得救, 以色列也安然居住, 他的名必称为耶和华, 我们的义。
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
弟兄姊妹明显你看到,
brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see,
这是指着我们的主来说,
that is speaking of our Lord.
那所以因此这一件事情怎么能接上上边的神那一个咒诅呢?
And so, how does this follow on to the curse previous?
哥尼亚,
that after Coniah, there is no one that will sit upon the throne of David. Now before, why did I explain the detail of the king, the sons of Josiah? This is the reason.
你看到在约西亚王的后代那里头，约雅敬的后代那里头，再没有人可以接上
you can see after Jehoiakim, there's no one that can continue on the lineage of the throne of David. God himself broke it. And so, once again, how can it be connected? Does it mean then no longer does the throne of David appear? If we look only to the end of chapter 22, then we say it is finished, it is done. But we thank God because when we see chapter 23, we see that God speaks here. God says, I will raise unto David a righteous branch. I will raise for David a righteous branch. And his name shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Brothers and sisters, what a great matter this is. Not only does he continue the throne of David, but he also brings forth a very precious fact that the Lord our righteousness. We thank God. We're able to be righteous because our righteousness is the Lord Himself. I deeply believe Jeremiah in his days, those who heard these words, they have absolutely no idea what this means. But at the very least, they saw this hope. God did not completely forsake us. God still remembers us. God still remembers His promise. But for us who live in the New Testament, even by reading here, when it says the Lord our righteousness, His name, we know what this means. That these words are not their story. It is our story. We thank the Lord. Because we are called righteous before God. How are we justified being righteous? Even we ourselves are not satisfied with ourselves. How can we become righteous? I'm not referring to the fact that before we believe in the Lord, we're not satisfied with ourselves. Maybe it's the other way around. Before we believe in the Lord, we're very pleased with ourselves. But after we believe in the Lord, as time goes by, we're even more unpleased with ourselves. And so, how can we say that we are righteousness? But we thank God. We thank God it is because of the righteous branch of David and the grace of his redemption. Not only have we accepted his completed salvation, we have also received himself to be our righteousness. That he has become our holiness. He has become our redemption. He has also become our wisdom. Brothers and sisters, how great this is. We thank God. Now, when this righteous branch of David appears, it is peace throughout the land. To Israel, not only to Judah, but even to Israel as a whole, it brings forth a great change. And we know this great change is the kingdom. Even in this proclamation of Jeremiah, it is a prophecy that is proclaimed here. So brothers and sisters, take note, it says, the Lord said, behold, the days come. Verse 7 again, it says, therefore, behold, the days come. The first time the days come, it is the righteous branch of David that appears. The second time the days come, brothers and sisters, take note. Then that is brought up out of Egypt has become something minor. There's nothing great in comparison when they were brought out of Egypt. You can't even forget about that in your mind. There's no problem with that. Because now there's even a greater matter that surpasses that. What is that? Brothers and sisters, you can see that. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from the countries where they were driven. And they shall dwell in their own land.
Brothers and sisters, you can see
Brothers and sisters, you can see in comparison to the revival of Israel during the kingdom and the exodus of Egypt, how is that compared? There's nothing great then anymore about leaving Egypt. Because when they left Egypt, it was only from this small place. But now when Israel is manifested, it's from all throughout the nation. God has gathered them together. And they have brought back to their own land. And they dwell and have peace and rest in their own land. And they allow for the Son of God to be their king. And once again, the throne of David is manifested. Then again, we have to return to the genealogy in Matthew to point it out. Then we see how God has broken the system once again, has restored it. Brothers and sisters, in the genealogy of Matthew, you can see the descendants of Jeconiah. And then we know one of his son, which is Sophia. And the other one was Zerubbabel. And that is the leader that brought the Israel's back to the land. And then he was the governor in the land of Judah. But he was not a king. Now he was the grandchild of the king. So he should have the right to the throne. But there's no more kings. So he was only a governor. And so if you continue on, we don't even know anything about them. But at the end, there's this Joseph. Then we know about Joseph. And that is our physical father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we know who he is.
No. 但是,按人看来,
and so according to our view, then the Lord was begun in his family to be his son. But even this person then, he is still a descendant of Jeconiah. Then how can he connect himself with the throne? It is still impossible for him to connect with the throne. He is still bound that he cannot be on the throne. Brothers and sisters, others would not understand, we should. According to man's viewpoint, he is the son of Joseph. But in fact, he is the seed of woman. Now, brothers and sisters, when you touch upon this point, seed of the woman, then if you want to look at the system, then you have to look at the system of the woman. How do we see that? Then that is in Luke chapter
3.
And that is the genealogy in Luke then. Now brothers and sisters, in the genealogy in Luke, then you can see our Lord. It's in chapter 3. And then it continues to count all the way to David. Now, but then here recorded the son of David is not Solomon. But it is Nathan. It is another son of David. And so we can see. And so Mary was also from the house of David. But not the descendant of Solomon. It is the descendant of Nathan. And so, also flowing in her is the blood of David. And so, when we touch upon the seed of the woman,
奇妙的地方。
Then we see the wondrous of that place.
借着约瑟。
It is through Joseph.
他在人眼见的里边接上了大卫的宝座的那个资格。
In man's sight, he qualifies himself to connect with the throne of David.
虽然是这样。
Even so.
他不能逃过神给哥尼亚的那个咒诅。
He cannot escape the curse which God gave to Goliath.
但是神的智慧。
But the wisdom of God.
神奇妙的作为。
The wondrous work of God.
让我们的主成为女人的后裔。
Allow for our Lord to be the seed of woman.
他是从大卫的血统的那另一个系统里边出来。
From the blood of David, from another order, another system.
他仍然是大卫的后裔。
He is still the seed of David.
但是这一个后裔。
But this seed.
不是血统的后裔。
It is not by blood.
是公义的苗裔。
It is the righteous branch.
因为他能成为公义的苗裔。
He is able to be called the righteous branch.
因为他是女人的后裔。
Because he is the seed of the woman.
如果他是人的后裔，就没有公义可言了。
Now, if he is the seed of man, he cannot be righteous.
因为凡是从血气生的，都没有一个是义的。
Because all that is born of flesh and blood, no one is righteous.
感谢神。
But thank God,
他是女人的后裔。
He is the seed of the woman.
他就是那公义的苗裔。
He is that righteous branch.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship our God.
我们今天晚上花那么许多来看见这一点点的经文。
So brothers and sisters, we spend so much time tonight just to look at these few verses.
现在我们就懂了。
Now we understand.
这一段经文的确是很重要。
These passages are extremely important.
光连着神救赎的计划一个转折点。怎么给带回神原来的安排？
It is a turning point of the eternal will of God. How it can be restored to His original purpose?
那好了。
Now,
我快快的。
I will quickly go through.
就把底下的一些话也说了。
I'll go through the words below.
那么从第九节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
神就又转了那个话题。
God changes the topic.
就说到上头那些赶上犹大的百姓的牧人是什么一些人。
He speaks of the pastors, who are they that scatter the flock of God?
头一个给神点出来的。
The first one's pointed out by God.
乃是那些假先知。
It is those false prophets.
和那些祭司。
And those priests.
那弟兄姊妹你看第九节。
Now brothers and sisters, look at verse 9.
论到那些先知。
Within, because of the prophets.
好了。底下就是说的这些先知。
And then it speaks of the prophets.
然后。
And then.
十一节。
Verse 11.
就把祭司也带进来了。
Also brings in the priest.
连先知带祭司都是亵渎的。就是在我殿中我也看见他们的恶。
For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness.
弟兄姊妹这就是刚才我们所翻的以西结书上边的那些事情了。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we refer to from the passages in Ezekiel.
这些先知。
These priests, these prophets.
这些祭司。
These priests.
他们不仅是在家里。
Not only in their homes.
在他们自己的地方。
In their own houses.
甚至胆大到进到圣殿的里边去亵渎神。
How bold they were that they would commit blasphemy in the temple of God.
那这样我们就看到一件事情。
Then we can see one thing.
他们这些人。
These people.
按照神选呼召他们。
According to God's calling of them.
神给他们的指示。
The ministry which God gave to them.
应当是要带领百姓回到神话语的光里。
Should be that which leads the people back under the light of the word of God.
按照神的心意去侍奉敬拜神。
According to the heart of God to worship and serve God.
但现在呢？
But now,
他们竟然是显出这样的一种光景。
They would manifest such a condition.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
你就看到一个情形。
Then you can see this condition.
他们这些人。
These people.
不但是纵容这些百姓在那里做这许许多多的事。
Not only did they allow and tolerate it for the people to do this.
实际上他们也参与这一个 罪恶的事,
but in fact, they themselves participated in this wickedness.
而不单是纵容, 这些犯罪的事,
not only did they tolerate such sin,
并且也在那里包庇, 这些犯罪的事,
but they also cover up the sins of these people.
所以神说的话就说得那么严肃,
so the word of God is so solemn here.
就是在我的殿中,
as even in my house,
我也看见他们的错,
I saw their wickedness.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这真的很严肃,
this is indeed very solemn.
那所以神就说,
so God said, I will visit them for their wickedness.
那然后神就说了,
and then God said,
你们看看以色列是怎么灭,
you can see why Israel was destroyed. See how the northern kingdom Israel was destroyed. It was upon these hands of these false prophets. It is upon these false prophets that speak in the name of God. And now you walk in their ways. You see their end, and you will also see your end as well.
神借着耶利米说着很严肃的话,
and so God speaks through Jeremiah very solemn words.
用什么人留一十六,
and so the conclusion which God gives to them,
15节那里,
verse 15 there it says,
所以万军之耶和华论到先知如此说, 我必将殷勤给他们吃, 又将苦胆水给他们喝, 因为邪度的事出于耶路撒冷的先知流行遍地。
Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall, for from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land.
指出了那个问题的严肃,
and so it speaks of the solemnness of that issue.
更严肃的那些先知们他们放弃了他们的知识,
it is because of the prophets that they have forsaken their ministry.
所以神就对他们说,
so God says to them,
对百姓说,
it says to the people,
不要听他们的话,
do not obey them.
他们给你们说预言, 你不要听他们的话,
do not hearken to their prophecy.
他们说的都是虚空的教训,
they make you vain.
说说的都是出于他们自己,
and they speak from their own mouth, not the mouth of God, not from the mouth of the Lord,
神说的话,
not from the word of God.
他们不以为然,
they did not, they despised it.
他们说自己的话,
they speak their own word.
他们假冒神的, 假托神的名, 来说,
and they speak falsely with the word of God, the mouth of the Lord.
但神很, 很明确地跟他的百姓说了,
but God says very clearly to his people,
24节,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 24, saith the Lord, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? They think that by doing so they can escape my examination.
神说他们是徒然,
God says they do it in vain.
谁能逃过神的监察呢?
Who is able to escape the search of God?
说底上就说了,
so it says,
那些先知们,
those prophets,
怎么带出他们的预言呢?
How did they bring forth their prophecy?
弟兄姊妹你这么样,
brothers and sisters, take note,
他们这些人所做的,
what they do,
和今天很多人所做的是同一个原则,
it is very similar to what people do nowadays in the same principle.
他们今天怎么做,
how they did in the past, many still do today.
我念一念就好了,
I'll just read it.
85节,
verse 25.
神说,我已听见那些先知所说的,就是托我名说的假预言,他们说,我做了梦,
I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I've dreamed, I have dreamed.
弟兄姊妹,你看了这几句话,神重复在那里说,我做了梦,我做了梦。
Brothers and sisters, take note, the word repeats, I have dreamed, I have dreamed.
他就把他梦的是什么,就告诉人家,就说这个就是神给我的预言了。
And so they tell others what they have dreamed, and they tell the others that this is the prophecy from the Lord.
他说,如果真实是我给他说话的人,
and so God says, if they truly speak in my name,
没有必要说我做了一个梦,
they don't need to say, I have dreamed, I have dreamed.
他们就直接公开就说,
They would just directly, publicly say,
神给我们宣告,
proclaimeth the Lord.
事情要怎么怎么怎么,
and this will happen.
明明白白的,
it is very clear.
用不着说,我做了个梦,
they don't have to say, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. And so even today, many like to dream in this way. But may the Lord give us a warning from these words.
我让弟兄姊妹注意几句话,
and I want brothers and sisters to take note of a few words.
几句什么话呢?
What words are they?
30节,
Verse 30.
耶和华说, 那些先知各从邻舍偷窃我的言语, 因此我必与他们反对。
Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, said of the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor.
偷窃神的言语就假托神的名说。
Stealing the word of God is to speak in the name of the Lord. What result that will bring forth? God says, I am against them. First. Secondly, verse 31. Again, the Lord says, behold, I am against the prophet, said of the Lord, that used their tongues and say, he said it. Verse 31.
32节。耶和华说那些以幻梦为预言又述说这梦以谎言和惊恐使我百姓走错了路的我必与他们反对。
Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, said of the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness.
弟兄姊妹留意,
brothers and sisters, take note.
接连说了三次我必与他们反对。
God repeats three times here, I am against them.
你可以说你做了梦,
you can say, I have dreamed, I have dreamed.
你可以说神怎么跟你说话, 你传递神的话。
You can say with your tongue how God has spoken to you and that you preach His words.
如果这些话和神所说的明白的话不能相符的。
But if these words are not harmonious with the clear and evident word of God,
那个结果就是神要对他们说,
then the result is God will say to them, I am against you. Just as it says in the book of Isaiah.
不管有人做梦也好, 说预言什么呢, 如果他们所说的和神的话语, 就是和那个训诲和不相符的,
and that, just as it says in the book of Isaiah, that whether they have dreamed or prophesied, if they are not harmonious with the word of God, they will not see the light of God. Now, God has spoken such solemn words.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we must take note of this.
因此特别到了33节以后,
especially after verse 33,
无论是百姓是先知是祭司问你说耶和华有什么默示呢? 你就对他们说什么默示啊? 耶和华说我要撇弃你们。 他说无论是先知是祭司是百姓说耶和华的默示我必刑罚那人和他的家。 你们隔人要对邻舍隔人要对弟兄如此说, 耶和华回答什么? 耶和华说了什么?
That's from verse 33.
耶和华的默示你们不可再提了。
From verse 33 to the beginning of verse 36.
是不是真的不提耶和华的默示?
Does that mean you no longer mention the burden of the Lord?
那些假先知们开口闭口说是神的启示, 这样说话的人你就不要再听他了。
And so the prophets, they would say this is the burden of the Lord. If they speak so by perverting the word of the Lord in this way, do not hearken unto them.
明确的神在这里警告, 当时的百姓也是警告以后世代的人。
And so the Lord here clearly warns the people and the people of the ages to come.
不要乱讲神的话。
Do not falsely proclaim the word of the Lord.
不要在那里胡扯说神给你有新的启示。
Do not falsely claim that the Lord has given you new revelation.
尤其是到了现在。
Especially in these days.
神要向人启示的已经启示完毕了。
All that God wants to reveal to man has already been revealed.
全都记载在
It is all recorded in the Old and New Testament. Whoever wants to add on new revelation, we take note of God's words, I am against them.
那好了, 到了24章, 我快快地把它说一说就好够了。
Now I will quickly go through chapter 24.
让弟兄姊妹看到一件事情就够了。
Now if you can see one thing in chapter 24, that is enough.
到了24章的时候,
in chapter 24,
就是当约雅金完全被掳到, 就带着许许多多人被掳到,
and that is after the captivity of Jehoiakim to Babylon.
神就让耶利米看到一个这样的意象。
God allowed for Jeremiah to see such a vision.
两筐无花果,
it is two baskets of figs.
一筐是好的不能再好,
one is of first ripe, they are good.
一筐是坏的不能再坏,
one are hearty, and that they are so bad, it cannot be more rotten.
什么意思呢?
And what does that mean? So God speaks and explains to him. And so the Jews that have been captured in this way, they are the basket of good figs. I will care for them in the land of captivity. And I will bless them.
并且到时候我要把他们带回来,
and then in the set time, I will bring them back.
我也赐给他们认识我的心,
and I will give them a heart to know me.
知道我是耶和华,
to know I am the Lord.
他们要做我的子民,
and they shall be my people.
我要做他们的神,
and I will be their God.
因为他们归向我,
because they shall return unto me.
这一筐是好,
and so that is the good basket of figs.
然后另外一筐呢是坏无花果,
and then the other basket is evil figs.
神就说这就是犹大王西底家和
God says that is the king Zedekiah and those who follow him and their result. And they will be thrown throughout the kingdoms of the earth. And they will be destroyed. They will no longer return to this land. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. It is this matter here. When God says the good basket of figs, when God will bring them back once again,
就怎么样呢?
What will happen then?
神说,
God says,
我要赐他们认识我的心,
I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, I'll just point it out, that's enough. I don't need to go into it. If you look at Nehemiah,
以斯拉,
if you look at Ezra, brothers and sisters, they are the group that grew up in the Gentile nation. Yet, they are the ones who brought the people of God back. When you read those two books, do not forget the words that God speaks here. God has completed it. How wonderful. His faithfulness. God's wisdom. God's might. There is no one that can change the will of God. And so from the history of the Jews, we'll learn to be one who submit under the authority and guidance of God, so that God's will can be done upon us. I think we'll end here tonight.